It's comedy shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a comedy shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoeshine. This is the number two episode 131.
Is anyone else getting confused?
Oh, man. That was so stupid.
I'm on the show.
It's number two, number two. Number one, number two is probably number
two. Is that 2 weeks ago or is that last week?
No, that was last week.
I have no idea what's
going
on.
I'm still laughing about it because this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. It was so good, though. How is it going?
Amazing.
Yeah, so Sam's got just a 4 or 5 hour story for us, so buckle up. But first thing I want to say, I have to say this. We watched for the second time the latest Louis C.K. special, comedy special on Netflix last night. It's even better than I thought it was. Like, it's, God, I just, here's my theory. This is obviously just my opinion or whatever, but like, I'm pretty sure it's too good. Like, it's so good that I don't think people can properly realize how good it is. Like, it's so fucking funny. There's 1,000 good jokes in it. Like, every bit has like 40 points of good humor. Like, there's just, I can't even comprehend thinking of that many funny things to do. And I was thinking, it's like, you know how humans can't deal with like big numbers, you know, like if you hear like, I mean, you and I can handle 131, yeah. 130, those kind of numbers. We're barely handling
that's
those.
That's about the top. Yeah.
It's as high as it gets. But like, if you tell someone, oh, you know, 5 million people die versus 6 million, like you're like, whatever, that's just millions of people dying, you know, even though that's a million different, like a million fewer people dying. Like if something turns, you know, like if a hurricane, no, that doesn't kill enough people. If like a tsunami, you know, there's, it says like, oh, you know what? 5 million people just died in whatever, some tsunami country built. I don't know why they built their country on a tsunami, but, and then you hear later in the news, turns out it's 4 million. You're like, okay, I don't, whatever. Like, could be a million different people.
So how many people died in the Louis C.K. special? I don't remember.
That many people. Wow. I think that's what it is with Louis C.K. He's reached a level that's so fucking good that it's like he just made a his last special was on a scale of 1 to 10, like, I don't know, 57. And then this one is like 4,000. Hmm. And we're like, yeah, it's better than 10 is all I know. That's what I think. Dude, you should watch it again. It's so good.
I watched it, I think. Now I can't remember it.
God, I love it. Anyway, I just had to say that. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on. So don't bother with this show. Just watch that every day once a week.
It's weird how he's sort of lucky that he just has the brain to, like, it doesn't, I mean, I'm sure he works really hard and thinks about a lot of stuff, but also, like, no one else could do that no matter how hard they tried. It's impossible.
Yeah, I certainly have. I mean, I was telling you about the Jim Jeffries special that was actually pretty damn funny. Because normally every comedian that's not Louis C.K. for me is kind of like, oh, yeah, I laugh here and there. And it's kind of funny. But Jim Jeffries, his last one was really good. But still, it's just not for me. For my money, it's not even close to Louis C.K. I don't know how he's so much better than everybody else for me.
Yeah, he's really good. I should watch that again. I don't know. I don't like the stand-up as much as you do, I think. Or really anything as much as you do. But, but yeah, he's... I don't watch. I mean, that's the only thing I would really watch. I tried watching the Chappelle specials, and I couldn't even get through.
No, they weren't very good.
Anyway, is that all you got this week?
I was just trying to get mention that so that you could do your whole story. Now, I have some other stuff, but I'll save it until you're done with your...
Save it, sister. Wow. Well, I had this... I was sitting on this last week, but I just... I couldn't do it. I still can't do it, but I'm just going to try because it's just so embarrassing and weird. But I guess I was going to try to... I thought of a different way to talk about it. Maybe that will be better, which is that, what is wrong with me? Like, somebody tell me what's wrong with me? Why this, this
happy
happened
to. Okay.
To me.
Yeah. Can't wait.
So where do I even start again? So I'll,
well, I already have a bunch of things.
just from that, I already have a ton of things wrong with me. Situation,
okay. I got
which
you.
May be most of what's wrong with me, but, I've said it a million times that we got a new house last year. I know, and this is obviously first world problem, of course, to, whatever. But I'm a first world person. That's all the only problems I have. So I don't really have any other options.
Yeah. You don't have a kid with the measles or something like polio or don't have any.
Yeah.
Of that.
It's not my fault that I've happened to be doing okay, overall in life. So my problems are,
if we were in the third world, we'd have plenty of good third world problems. It's not like we would be, I think wherever you and I are, we'd find plenty of problems to have. It's just, if we were in the second world, we'd have second world problems.
Then we would just say oh, this is a total third world problem. I know. Cause you're talking to other people in the third world. It doesn't really matter what world it is.
Why is it first and third world? That's it.
There's no second world.
That's all there is. There's no second world. There's no fourth world.
Where's the cutoff? Because Canada's first world. Is Mexico first world?
That should be second world to me. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway. We got this house because it had a pool that we wanted. I have little kids and we want to swim. It's 1,000 degrees here. Dude, by the way, it's 102 every day again for the next week. Did you know that?
Yay. No, I haven't looked at the fucking forecast.
So that's why we were let's just get a pool instead of sitting indoors and dying every day in the summer. So I got the pool. I don't know if I even told any of this. But anyway,
I don't remember.
The pool was obviously old looking, the surface. So I'm not a pool expert, even after all this, but there's a surface. There's a plaster surface on an in-ground pool, which is the only thing. You have a filter and all that stuff, but... it wears out at 10, 15 years. It just starts to look like shit. It's all stained with white and cracking and stuff like that. So you just get it resurfaced but basically do it again, redo it.
First you empty it and shoot a music video in it, right?
Yeah. When it's empty, you do you skateboard and you do all the things. we did all that. So I bought this house in September and part of the agreement on the thing was the pool looked like shit. We got it appraised and the guy who appraised the pool said gave it a lot of praise. And he said, it has to be resurfaced, in a year. So you might as well do it now and ask for the sellers to, as part of the purchase agreement that they will pay for that. So we went back and
bought a house from the Sellers family.
Peter Sellers. And so we got that final agreement or whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know. And so we got $5,000, but we got $5,000. Yeah. It had to go towards the pool. They don't just cut you a check or give you $5,000 cash and then you just buy
it's in pool bucks.
It's just water, actually. I got $5,000 of water and then I traded a guy for him to fix the pool. So we had to, and then some reason it was also the person who appraised it. We should have probably gotten 100 appraisals, then we could pick one. But they wanted to pay the people who appraised it because they were going to, I don't know, whatever. So stupid. But I was super busy. I work 1,000 hours a week. I don't want to do any of that. It's just do it. Do the money, fix it. I just want to work and then be able to swim. I don't want to do anything else. Not too much to ask. And
work, swim, work, swim, work.
Yeah. So
you're working on your work swim balance.
So the guy who came to appraise the pool, this is an older guy. He seemed fine. Talked to him. He's a normal guy. He did all that. So he goes, my son does pool maintenance type stuff. I don't do that anymore. I just appraise pool. I just appraise pools from dawn till dusk. That's all I do. I don't, so my son took over the family business part where I used to do this or that. And he's fine. So call him and set up all this. So I called him and he called me back and he came out to the pool. He's like, you know, 20 something, like a little younger than me or you. Totally normal looking person. Like if you met him and talked to him about the pool, just, you know, sized him
up. Which I would do.
Yeah.
Talk to me about this pool.
He's like, sounds like he knows everything he's talking about. Looks totally fine. Like not creepy, not sleazy. It's just like a total, I would say on a scale of pool people that you could have come out to talk about your pool, he'd be like near the top, probably like the most pristine pool boy I've ever seen. Pool guy. And so I thought like, all right, he looks fine. Like what? How fucking hard is it to take care of a pool? God, I mean, it's harder than what I want to deal with. But for anybody else who's who could do anything like you.
Well, if your main job was taking care of a pool, I'm sure you'd be excellent at it. Yeah.
So he goes, okay, we contract with some people to do the surfacing. You know, I don't do it or whatever. And so we got that set up and they came out, you know, they did. I watched them. It was fine. Like it looked great. It was like a super dark blue with granite that's supposed to like shimmer in the sun and everything. And it was done and it looked amazing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so the thing with the granite, with the plaster thing is once they put it down, you have to like, the water has to be a certain, you know, alkalinity or some whatever. Chemicals have to be a certain way to where it cures correctly.
So do you have to pee in it more or less?
Is you have to not pump enough pee? Cure music into the pool. I had to get speakers for that. I did that. I still have Cure music. I've been listening to Cure a lot. So.
The first thing the guy said was like, you pee in this pool way too much. Like there's two. I cut back the pee a little.
I had pee running down my leg into the pool. I was like, oh, so it should stop that. So this right here is bad. So far everything seems fine, you know, like they did a great job. Mm-hmm. We did a great job. And it's fine. And then the hurricane season came like the day after that was done. Not even joking. The day after it was finished.
Oh, this was all that far long ago? The hurricane that killed 5 million people?
This is like September when it just started raining forever every single day. And my yard has a bunch of trees and shit. So it was just constant trees and all the shit going on. But anyway, I paid this guy $375 to do like a 3-week startup service where he's like, we're going to check the chemicals like every day. We're going to run the pump. You have to run the pump for like 2 days right after it's done because there's all this like the like cloudiness that comes off of the plaster as it's curing and all that stuff. So the pump is running and all that. And this is where it sucks because I can't remember exactly what happened, but I remember he didn't really come around too much. And I remembered one time he called me and told me to go buy some bullshit chemicals at the local pool place and pour it in the pool. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not doing that.
I paid a fucking pool asshole to do that.
I remember saying like, but I hired you to do that. And he's like, oh, I can't get out there today. He had some excuse. He's like, just pour it in there and it'll be fine. So I even did that. No, I didn't do it. I bought it. And I said, I'm not doing that. Here's the chemicals. And you know, you come do it. It was literally like a whirlwind of work time where I just was not even home. And I was just assuming he was doing it. So anyway, I could notice it was starting to get weird, but again, it kept raining forever. When did it stop raining? April?
I don't know.
It never stopped raining.
It went instantly from hurricane to fire season, like on
a
fire
a month ago,
season.
Maybe it turned to fire season. So once it turned to fire season, he kept saying like, we always wait till fire season to fix, you know, we'll adjust some things and scrub it and this and that. So it's probably been 6 weeks of fire season now. And every week I was like, so what's going on with the surface? It looks absolutely awful. Like it's just white.
Really?
Oh, dude. White, stained, just shit cracked everywhere. Just garbage.
So it started off like a blue thing. Perfect. That, like you thought you were going to have several mermaids coming to your pool.
And so every week I was just like, what are you doing? What's going on? And when are we doing? Oh, next week we'll get the guy out there. This thing. Never did it. Never did it. So after like 3 weeks, I started just like, I'm like, this is something, you know, I was not paying attention to any of this the whole time, obviously.
Right.
Just ignoring it. And then finally I just woke up and was like, all right, there's obviously something's wrong. So I was talking to my wife about it and she was like, what's his business name? And I was like, I don't even know. He doesn't even have like, he doesn't even bill me. Like it's just a billing email that comes that says like pool billing services. Like I don't even know what his business is. Like what his name is.
Wow.
So she's like, what's his phone number? So she Googles the phone number, finds out on Yelp he has like 30 one-star reviews on Yelp. Like, all he has. And they're like, he's a criminal. He ruined our pool. He ripped us off. He double-charged us. He ran our credit cards when we didn't say he could. Like, just the whole thing. And I was reading it just going like, oh, my God. How? If I spent two fucking seconds when I got the pool thing done, just looking on Yelp. Anyway, just Yelp or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. How did this happen?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm so embarrassed and mad about it.
You just came out of the fog and was like...
No, it happened because the guy who appraised the pool said, my son does this. And I was like, fine, that's a person. Like, how could you not... Whatever. I didn't think about that it would be hard to do this. Like, that it would, you know, like that... I mean, obviously in every... This is what I keep learning in life, that in any job, business, anything... There's people who can't fucking do anything somehow, no matter how simple it is.
But they're still around.
And they still exist. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, you would just think because I was going to say, with Amazon reviews, which is, I don't buy anything unless I read Amazon reviews, like nothing. Right. With Yelp, when it comes to like restaurants, I mean, I might try a restaurant even if I don't look it up on Yelp. But for the most part, if you're in an area and you're like, huh, I want to eat somewhere, you just look on Yelp or whatever and then find a good reviewed one and go there. It's so easy. Like, and I would think in this day and age, with that being available to everybody, that people who are terrible would just die off. Like, you'd be like, oh, we got shitty reviews on Yelp. Now no one will ever come here. Why would anyone ever, how would anyone ever go there? Or, you know, a product on Amazon that gets 2 stars. Well, how would anyone ever buy one after that?
I'm about to blow your mind.
Okay.
I just realized it. For all the people who are fucking terrible at business doing these fucking terrible things, there's even more people who are terrible at being consumers.
Oh, yeah.
And so everyone is bad at everything.
Everyone's terrible. Yeah.
And they can't even check on fucking pool rapist, you know, like services. Like, definitely will rape your wallet and take your, you probably, do you know if both your kids are still there or
still
do
there.
You get one of the kids?
No, they're still there.
Oh, okay.
So
well, that's too bad, but you could have at least done that. No.
So where I'm at now is I sent him an email to the.
Well, this is not even the end of the story. Sorry. Okay.
To the official business email address that he has. I just wrote out like, here's what, you know, I paid $5,000 for this thing. You didn't do the startup. I paid $375. Also he's been billing me like a monthly amount every week. I paid for June and there's 3 bills that say overdue for June for the month. So he's charging me like double, you know, 3 times. It's like, dude, the fuck are
just
you doing?
Just ripping off.
Yeah.
Like the not at all the pool business part, just the rip off charge you.
Rip off. The whole thing's a criminal rip off.
Jesus.
It's the weirdest thing. And so I haven't even gotten to the main point. I just want to do the backstory. So, backstroke like a couple times. So I call this guy on Yelp that had the highest rated pool reviews, which I should have done. It would have taken 1 fucking second. I can't believe I didn't do it. I can't forgive myself. I'm like, how am I that fucking stupid? Yeah. I can't accept it. Anyway, there's no excuse. I could have been in a coma and like, my wife could have come and squeeze my hand if you want me to check Yelp before I hire someone for the pool. And I would have squeezed my hand. Like there's no excuse.
Someone could have given you like a little straw attachment to go in your mouth and they could have held your phone and you could have still gotten to Yelp to check on it. Pretty easily.
I wouldn't have had any interest in seeing any loved ones or friends. I just first would have gotten a pool guy.
I need to Yelp my pool guy.
Easy. Because the other things are challenging and more complicated. This is the easiest thing that a human could ever do. And I just didn't do it. God, I can't get over it. Anyway, I call this guy, the good pool guy, comes out instantly. He's like, oh, I'm in the area. I'll stop by. And I was at my office. I walk. He comes out.
He lifted out of your pool. Like, he just kind of.
He did like a reverse. You know, like, when you like rewind someone diving into a pool? He did that. I looked at my pool and his hands were touching the bottom and his feet were slightly out of the water. And then he lifted out of the water back to the side and the water went with him. It was amazing. And so he comes out and I go, I just want you to look at the surface of my pool and tell me like, is this awful or am I overreacting? Is this something? Because I didn't know still. I was like, is it just something easy that they're going to, you know, they'll scrub it off and it'll be easy. And he looked at it and he's like, oh my, he's like, no offense, but your pool looks like it's 10 years old. Like, it's just looks like shit. He's like, this, you can't scrub this out. This is the whole thing cured incorrectly. It's all calcium deposit stuff that you can't fix. And he goes, the only thing you can do is you have a guy come out and do an acid wash. He does acid and then he does an acid wash. It's standard protocol. He does a great job, but it's $800 and it's not guaranteed to do anything. Like, he could do it and it won't do anything, or he could do it and because it's designed to like burn a.
What's with this unpredictable?
Yeah, everything's
pool business,
it's amazing
business.
So.
So this pool business.
It basically burns off like the top layer of the plaster to expose like, you know,
to expose an even shittier second layer of plaster.
To expose the pool guy who ripped it. An image of the pool guy who ripped you off appears like on the surface of the pool if you do this. It's amazing. He's totally exposed. But so I go, he's like, but you know, or you could just pay $5,000 again and redo it. But he's like, you should give this a try. And I said, so yeah, there's no other option. He's like, there's no other option. So I was like, fine, I'll do it. Like, luckily I have enough money to be able to do that. Like if I didn't, I don't know, I guess I'd just be fucked. But so I'm not even really complaining about the money part, even though like no matter how much money you have, spending $800 for fucking bullshit you shouldn't have to do is maddening.
Oh, so you are trying the $800.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I not only have I tried it, it's done, been done. So Monday morning, this was like last week. So Monday morning, it's now Wednesday, by the way. We record on Wednesdays now, and then we release the previous Monday just to make this work easier.
We release the previous Monday.
It's Wednesday.
So it's, if you're hearing this, we're 2 days in the future.
Yeah. So when you're hearing this, I'm getting the acid wash done right now, I think, probably, depending on when you download it. So so the guy comes out with this pump thing that's got like an input and an output pipe that makes the pool swirl constantly. And then he dumped like 900,000 gallons of acid, like pure, I don't know what it was. Anyway, so he did that in the morning. I went to work all day. I came home later that evening and it was like 90% perfect. Like it was amazing. Hmm. And then the next morning I woke up and looked at it again, it was 95%. And I got home Tuesday night. Last night after we went to trivia, and it's absolutely perfect. It's like super dark bluish gray and it's got spark, like the granite is sparkling in the sun. It's fucking epic. It looks amazing. And I've talked to the guy. I saw him when I got home last night. He stopped by and he goes, oh yeah, it's turning out, you know, great. He's like, honestly, it normally does, but I don't want to say it's going to because
we want people to spring for the $5,000.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know if you've heard of upselling, but we're like big on that. But he's like, you know, I've had pools where it doesn't work. So I just say that or whatever. But he goes, yeah, this is what your pool would look like if you got it resurfaced and then the guy did the startup service that you paid him to do. That's all I'm doing. Like, he's like, I'm just putting the chemicals in to do that and cure it. And then that's, so I'm just thinking like, I mean, I can't. You can't take pictures of a pool. It's like every time it's just a glare. So you can't, I can never show you like just how fucking shitty it looked compared to what it looks like now.
Wow.
So anyway, it's perfect and all that. And he's fixing it now. And on Friday, we're going to swim. And it's just like the two things I want to say is one, yeah, just amazing how like you just call a guy that's good at whatever and they just fix it. And you know, now I hired them to do the pool stuff and it'll just be perfect. Like it'll be the same price I was paying and there'll never be a problem, I'm sure. But also the main thing I want to talk about is like it took me a month to even get to the point of trying to hire, you know, call someone else out to look at it, even though I knew there was something wrong with it. And the whole winter and this whole spring, I never dealt with it. I just was like, I don't want to deal with it. And after I knew the guy totally ripped me off and is a criminal and probably stole money from me and went into my house and, you know, all my anything that's worth anything is stolen. I cannot deal with talking to him. I can't do it. I don't know. Yeah. It's impossible. And I'm my wife is like, just text him and tell him that you're firing him and not to come again. I was like, I cannot do that. I can't do it. I had to write an email. Well, part of the reason I did the email is because it's on record too. But I wrote an email and even then it took me like hours of agonizing, like what to write in the email.
Jesus.
Because I can't figure out what it is. I've been really trying to figure out what is wrong with me.
Is this the part where we're trying to figure out what's wrong?
Because like a normal person, when you get ripped off, you would just like either kill the guy or hire people to beat him up.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping you were going to do. I thought the next part of this was help us crowdsource this, everybody. Track down this asshole and we'll all beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. Or you would, you just say, call him up and say, you know, whatever, just deal with it. I mean, you'd be pissed. It would be uncomfortable a little bit, but you would want to do it, I think, because you'd be mad. But like, I cannot do it. I can't do it. It's the most uncomfortable thing I could possibly think of doing. And I've been trying to think of why. And it's like, I don't know if it's a dad thing, but like, I cannot face the fact of like having to confront somebody that they're fucking like, that they're just a criminal or like that they could, like, can you imagine doing that? Like having someone pay you and just not doing what they paid you to do? It's impossible to me. I can't accept that you could do that. So by talking to him or confronting it or saying what he did, it's making it true. And it's not true. I can't believe it. I still think it's my fault. Like, I still think I was supposed to do something or there was a, the hurricanes that came were the problem, or even when I see 30 Yelp reviews that are one stars where everyone says the same thing, it's like, I still just cannot believe that somebody could do that. I can't do it. And like, I'm still uncomfortable. I feel like, I think it's also that once I get going too, because I started this email and like, I just get crazy. When I start writing the stuff, I want to just write like, I'm going to fucking hunt you down and murder you. Like there's, I can't do the either like, hey, I'm going to, you know, you screwed me and I'm going to take you to court in a calm way. Or, you know, I can't, once I start getting into it, then I'm afraid I'm going to just go crazy. Like, because I don't know if that makes any sense, but
yeah.
I can't deal with it. It's so uncomfortable. It's the same with like the gym and stuff. I can't cancel a gym membership. I can't admit that like they suck. Wait, you think
it's the same as that? Oh,
I can't go to a guy and say, I want to cancel this thing, because any answer I give them, it pisses me off that I have to say what it is because it's so obvious or something. I don't like if I called this pool guy and I'm like, hey, I'm going to cancel my service. And he says, why? I will explode. Like I'll explode like I'm going to yell at him, but my brain is like, cannot even process that someone wouldn't know why I would fire them or why they should be killed for what they did to me. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. But it's terrible. Like, I should be able to just do that. Like, I don't know why I can't do it. I think it's like...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. Yeah.
Do you have to do that? Have you ever had to do that? Have you ever had someone just rip you off and have you dealt with it? It's impossible. I can't do it. I would rather just... I'm just thinking, like, he should either... Because my wife is like, you should demand your money back, you know, for the thing that he didn't do, which is true.
Dude, I'll do it. Give me this fucking number.
No, but I can't do that either because then it's just weak. Like, it's worse.
Yeah.
I can't, because I could make bad. My... it's worse. I could make my wife do it, but then what is that? I have a guy who has to have his wife do stuff like that for him? It's like, I can't do that. I would rather just lose the money.
In a way, your wife's scarier, though, so that might be...
I would rather lose the money than deal with it. Honestly, it's weird.
I don't get it. Yeah, something's wrong with you. I don't know what it is. I think I can relate to a lot of that. But tell me, I'll try this out, and maybe this is not it at all. But is there a feeling of like, because we're always, you know, we've been raised to be told we're wrong at every turn. Like if we ever described a conflict or something happened in school today or whatever, and this is, I assume this was the same for you. But if I was ever like, oh, yeah, this happened to me, whatever, it was always my fault, like with our dad. Whatever it was my fault, 100%. And he would find a way, even though I was describing the situation and I'm the one with access to the information, I'm too stupid to know the real thing, which was he would find some way that it was my fault. Yeah. So I wonder if for this, so like when I am envisioned doing, like calling him and being like, fuck you, you're now, whatever. Yeah. When I envision that, is there a feeling of like, what if I'm wrong? Like, it's like either, I think that the difficulty is if you're not wrong, which you know you're not wrong, like you know that this guy's a fucking asshole, then you need to be, I think the chasm is too great of the misunderstanding. Like, if you're right, you need to be fucking yelling at him and murdering him and beating the shit out of him. And if you're wrong, then you're wrong. And like, it all will have been like, like it would be your fault now. Like you would have yelled at this guy, but it turns out it was a misunderstanding. Yeah. Like, you know, you're not wrong, but like there's that tiny chance you could be. So it's like too stressful to even imagine being wrong.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. It's also, I mean, the other part of the story is, I mean, there's a lot of other things where my pump burst. And
Are you talking about like a mental thing? Oh, my pump hasn't burst. I thought you were describing your psychology.
My pump like exploded, the pool pump. And he came out and looked at it and he was like, you need a new pump. It's like $800 for the new pump. And I remembered that we had a home warranty when we bought this house. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call the home warranty people and have them, you know, I have a $100 deductible. So I'm like, I'll just get it replaced there. He's like, oh, fine. Mm. So I called them and they're like, we're going to send a pool person out to look at your pump. The pool person comes out and says, it's just the band that goes around the thing, like wasn't fit on right. And it stripped the thing and it just burst open.
Like a belt.
Kind of thing. They're like, we just put a new belt on there. It was like $10. And here to my whatever credit or something, I actually dealt with that at the time. I called this asshole and I said, funny thing. The warranty people came out and said, I don't need a new pump. And that they could just replace it with his belt. And he goes, well, I disagree. I think it's going to just explode again. Like, he's good. He's real slick. And he said, but, you know, you could do that and it's just going to happen again. And I'm like, well, and I remember saying to him, like, well, we'll see. Because if it doesn't, like, you, but you basically just told me to buy something for $800 that I didn't need to buy. I said that exact thing. Like, I actually faced that somehow because I was so fucking mad and I knew he was wrong. Like, in that case, I had, there was no way I could be wrong. It was just one pool guy's word against another pool. The classic pool guy v pool guy.
Yeah.
And so that was also,
it's a pool guy said situation.
I agonized over it. Like, that kind of stuff. I think about it for weeks of just like, who's wrong? Which, who do I believe? What? And it's fucking stupid. Mm. It's a pointless waste of time. So, but like you said, so all these little things, and then I make excuses for him. Like, the whole winter, and I was like, oh, maybe he just, you know, the weather was so bad, he couldn't possibly keep the pool in condition to where it would work. But he would have said something like, oh, you know, the weather fucked it, and we, you know, I'll, for some discount, I'll fix it. But he never said any of that stuff. So, like you said, I know he's wrong, or at least the way he handled it. But I still, the whole time I let it go so long, this is what I do too. When people are doing something that shouldn't be doing or annoying me about something, I'll just let it go for like a year. And then by the, it's built up so much that I hate them, but then they don't expect it at all. Like, they don't, they're not knowing that I want to kill them for a year. And then I have all, I get to that point where I want to kill them. And then they're, and then I, it's too uncomfortable for me to go from like, oh, last week when I called you, we were, I was acting like we were fine, but now I hate your guts. And they're like, what, you know, I don't, they can't handle it or whatever.
Yeah. You need to not do that.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't,
at step one, don't do that.
But yeah, the thing you said, I still think it's something I didn't do. Like, I should have brushed the pool, or I was, I should have kept up on all the leaves that were in the pool or something, like that. I was supposed to do my part in this whole thing, and I can't. Yeah. It's so uncomfortable. I can't. So anyway, I just am spending my,
yeah, it's hard. I the only thing I can think of that relates is like when something happens to me on like in hockey, like when someone does some dirty bullshit, like I have a reaction of, well, I need to murder this person because fuck that. Like, trying to, you know, there's playing hockey and then there's like trying to injure somebody. And I don't like trying to injure that. That's, you might, you know, you might accidentally bump somebody or even accidentally run into somebody or whatever. Like, accidents, no problem. I don't get mad when accidents happen and, you know, they happen. But when somebody like actually tries to like hurt me or do something, or like, I feel like they're, you know, being like more malicious, I get so fucking mad. And I still feel like I need to kill this person, but what if it was a misunderstanding? Like, it's that extreme difference between it. It's like, we can't, you and I don't have the confidence or something to be like, so most, I think most people, maybe I, who knows if it's most people, but I think a lot of people are pretty good at just being sure about whatever, you know, like maybe they'll be wrong, but like, at least they, or maybe they'll be right. You know, like maybe, maybe a more like, I don't know what the word would be like, but like, a, I don't know, a less fucking insane person than you. No, maybe, you know, a healthy, a psychologically healthy person would be like, this son of a bitch just fucking screwed me. And then they're, you, they'd just be fine. They would be, they would deal with that information. They would call the guy and say, hey, listen, buddy. There'd be a lot of buddy. Yeah. I think that would be.
Hal.
We don't use the word buddy. That's
Hal and buddy.
Step one, start using buddy. Hey, buddy. Why don't you, you know, come out here and fix my fucking, or whatever, give me the money back or do something, you know? And like, we're just not, I don't think we can do that.
I cannot.
I think another part of it, and you did kind of say this, is that you and I often just try to pretend the world is how it should be sometimes in certain ways, like at least as regards people being shitty. Like I don't pretend the world is all happy or anything, because the world fucking sucks. And I feel like I'm way better than most people at knowing how shitty the world is. But when it comes to like, when it comes to immutable characteristics of people, like when it comes to like, this guy has a fucking shitty personality, or like, this guy is just stupid, you know, and like, or is just an asshole, like is just trying to screw you. Like, you and I can't, we just somehow want to live in a world where that doesn't exist. And I also think in a weird way, I don't know if you're like this, but in a weird way, like, sometimes you want to protect that person. Yeah. Like, sometimes you want to like, no, you know, it can't really be that bad. It's weird. I don't know what that's
about. What I feel like. I don't, I mean, I definitely am mad at the asshole for all that, but I can't explain it. It's just like, it's like a feeling sorry. And also just like, I can't accept for him that he is this, that he is doing this. It can't face it. Like, it's just so embarrassing and uncomfortable. But I mean, if you think about it, That is exactly what we had to do with our dad, because we had to just pretend like he's normal forever and ignore everything he does. So it maybe it has something to do with that. But the feeling, the overall feeling I get is that I wish he was, it would just disappear. Like I don't care about any of it. I just want it to not exist. I want him to not exist in a way, in my life, in some way. And so that's what I end up doing, is I'll just puss my way out of, like, oh, hey, our house burned down and we don't need pool. Like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, how can I email?
We're nomads now.
I was thinking of, like, I'll call him and say, I'm going to take over the pool stuff because it's too expensive. Like,
oh my God.
I'm like, why would I do that?
Dude, stop being such
that's
a
what I'm saying. I don't, why would I do that? It's so stupid.
Did you? So you said you sent an email.
Yeah, I did.
Did it have a lot of look buddy in it? You got to have a lot of look buddy.
No, I said that earlier. I said that I paid him to do the service he didn't do, and he hasn't. And every week he says he's going to fix it, and he hasn't fixed it, and I know he's not going to. And I don't know if I said I don't trust him anymore, but I said I'm going to hire somebody else, or I have hired somebody else to fix it. And, you know, basically, the other thing I cannot ask him, like, you need to refund me money, because I don't want to deal with him anymore. Because once I do that, it's like either he does or doesn't, and then I don't want to fucking do that. It's not
there's
going to
be a follow-up. Yeah. There's going to be a follow-up.
I don't want
to
follow
get out of it, and then You know what it reminds me of? I don't listen to Adam Carolla anymore, but when I used to, he told a story of how, like, when he was younger, maybe in his 20s or something, he had a, and it's funny because, like, I think there's some similarities between, you know, how we are and, like, how Adam Carolla is. And that's why I liked listening to him a lot, because he has some like, you know, he had weird parents and stuff. But anyway, at one point he witnessed, like, a girl's purse being stolen. Mm. And the guy ran off, like, took the, you know, the classic you see on stupid commercials or shows where somebody takes a purse and runs. I guess that happens, apparently.
Yeah.
And he tells the story of, like, he was going to catch the guy because he was young and fit and, like, whatever. And he was, as he was running and, like, going to catch the guy, he was worried not about, like, getting beaten up or doing his way. Like, he was worried, is this guy going to talk to me? Like, is he going to, like, say, like, some excuse or something? He was worried about, like, the emotional cost of having to deal with this person.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly
what it is. Yeah, it really seems a lot like that. And I wonder, it's weird.
It's just too uncomfortable. I cannot do it. If it were like $500,000 or something, then obviously I would sue him and do all this stuff.
But at the same time, I can't say 100% sure, because I don't, you know, my pool's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I would get my money back.
Yeah, everybody would.
I'm really mad. Like, I'm pretty good at being mad about that kind of stuff. And I don't know why. But, like, or something. I would at least try pretty damn hard to get my money back. I would let him have it.
I should. I know. I just, I'm weighing that, the $375 towards dealing with it at all anymore, and it's not worth it. I mean.
Oh, wait, it's just $375? Yeah. Oh, I thought there was more. Oh, yeah, fuck that.
That's, I mean, I had to pay an extra $800 to get it fixed, but how the fuck am I going to, he's not going to give me that money. And then.
Can't get blood from his
stomach. I have to go to some small claims
court.
And the way I understand that works is even if you win the judgment, they don't have to pay. Like, you have to somehow get them to pay you. And it's just like, fuck that. Yeah. I am not going to spend a year of my life.
I thought we were talking about more money. No. Yeah, $375. I mean, that's just not. I would definitely give him a piece of my fucking mind, though. I'd be like, listen, you're a fucking asshole ripoff artist, and I'm telling everybody I know that you're an asshole ripoff. I would do that.
Yeah, but
wait, you said this guy has a dad.
Yeah. Well, everybody has a
why
dad.
Why haven't you said that? We don't. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Why haven't you said, hey, I'm just letting your dad know you're a fucking ripoff artist, asshole.
Well,
why didn't you do that?
Again, I want no connection to him at all, ever. If I do anything like that, I am now connected to him in some way for an indeterminate amount of time. Because, like, if I write...
And he does know where you live.
He knows where I live. If I write... I mean, who knows? He could be, like, on the verge of losing his business. He could be on drugs. Like, I just want him to get away from me. I don't care how much it costs. Yeah. I mean, I guess I should feel like, oh, I should protect other people from this. But there's all those reviews on Yelp, and, like, how is this fucking guy even doing anything? That's the other thing that pisses me off. How does he have a business? I told the new pool guy about him and what is his name and all that. He's like, oh, yeah, I've heard about that guy. I have no idea how he is in business. Like, and I'm like, yeah, what? Can someone like stop this?
Morons don't check Yelp. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, believe it or not, not everyone's like you and checks Yelp to hire me to come out here. Oh, God. It sucks. The whole thing sucks.
How annoying must it feel to be that guy, too? The good pool guy of like, look, I'm a perfect pool guy. All you have to do is go on a website that says, yes, I am a perfect pool guy. Or you could just be lazy and get fucking your asshole ripped off.
Well, that's the other like part of the story that I told you is that I talked to him about the whole thing. And he was like, yeah, I came out here. His family moved out here like 10 years ago or something. He's like, you know, and we had a pool and or something like that. And he goes,
nothing but a pool in my pocket. Yeah.
And he's like, I just saw how bad pool people were. And like, when people call me, I call them back.
Got chlorine in my blood.
Yeah, he's like, I do what you would do, like to be a business. And he's like, he's the biggest pool guy I've ever seen. He's huge. No, but he said
billions of dollars.
He has like 2,000 pools he services in the area. He's probably making millions of dollars. Like when you have that kind of volume, he has a manager. Like he came out, you know, he walked, like he levitated water. He has these shoes where water squirts out of the bottom, so he never has to touch the floor. And he's like, my manager will come out tomorrow and meet with you. And so a different guy came out and with a truck that was all decaled and everything.
He actually is a traveling like puddle of water that like goes and then he like grows up into a pool guy like once he's ready to talk.
But I was telling you, I bet you anything tomorrow we could form a pool service company and be the second best pool people.
Yeah.
It's totally. Not hard. That's the lesson. Besides the lesson.
Lesson of this show. God, don't we give be like me. Too with, many ways.
Yeah, but not to, being able to handle stuff. But again, the theme of the show forever is that like if you just do a good job, you're ahead of everybody. You don't have to be super fucking smart. It helps a little bit, but you just do what you would. I mean, do what
call
you would
people
want.
Back. Be honest. Be
it's
yeah.
It's so easy. People can't fucking do it.
Answer people's questions. Yeah. It's not hard.
He was telling me like, oh, this has happened before, like a pool. You know, we did a pool and something happened with it. It didn't work, the treatment. He's like, but we just fixed it. Like he's like, it's not like it can't happen, but you just say, oh, we're going to take care of this and you just take care of it. And then people are fine with it. Like that's all you have to do. But I guess, I'm guessing the shit pool guy has no money and no customers and it doesn't, or you know, whatever. It's just a criminal.
He's probably psychopath. Blown his money on something. Yeah.
God. But yeah, like you said, I could add a Yelp review. I could call everywhere, Better Business Bureau. But then I just don't want him to, I want him to think, oh, that guy doesn't exist to me anymore. I got over on him.
Yeah.
I screwed him and I'm ahead and it's over. I don't want to deal with it. Why do I need to? I mean, let's say I lost $1,000. I could live the rest of my life. And that's a mistake I made because I didn't check Yelp, which that is my fault. I still think overall it is my fault. That's the part that I can't deal with. And
that is the difference because a lot of people are and this is bad, but a lot of people, everything is everybody else's fault. I think somewhere in the middle is probably good where you could be like, no, this is clearly this guy's fault. Like I need to go yell at him or something. But I also do like there is a practical concern that I guess you're having, which is like, what if he's just nuts or what if he's just whatever? Like, and it's not worth you can survive with the minus $375 or whatever. So yeah, I get that part of it.
Yeah. That's basically where I'm at. If I had nothing to lose, I have little kids and all, and if I had nothing to lose, I would, maybe I would, but this doesn't affect me that much. It's just annoying that I wasted money, but it doesn't, I could buy and sell that motherfucker 10 times. So it doesn't matter to me. I mean,
I have nearly $3,000.
I mean, you've seen the Patreon. I'll clear that for this episode. Yeah. So it's not a big
we only
deal.
Have to do like 40 or 50 episodes, and we definitely can afford.
Well, now that we have someone editing, it's more like 100, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Hundreds of episodes later.
Yeah, I'll be fine. This is easy. I don't mind it.
We can recover.
Yeah. I just wondered if anyone else has that. Other people must have that problem. I would be sure.
Yeah, probably.
But it sucks.
Well, probably everybody who listens to our show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if people, that's a good question. I wonder if people listen to our show, what the percentages are. Like maybe there's.
Yeah. How many pool people you mean?
Hands up if you're, raise your hand if you're a pool guy. How many people is like, oh, they're kind of the same as us. And how many people are like way fucking different than us and like to laugh at how weird we are because of our dad or something. Man, 50-50. I don't know. Interesting.
I don't know. God, it's so annoying. Anyway, We're running out a little bit of, we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just about out
well,
of
I
time.
Well, I could say, let's save the other pool thing that I know.
Jesus.
We'll save the other amazing pool thing, future pool thing.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
For bonus, I guess.
Well, it's what ties it all together. It's what recovers all of it. Oh, also, it's pretty critical to the equation because, you know, you mentioned like you have, you know, wife, kids, mm-hmm. whatever. He knows where you live. Like, this is another thing that you have that needs to be protected.
Yes.
Like, there's no, you're not risking this particular thing
it.
For
yeah.
any, no, for anything.
Yep.
Yeah. So with that little teaser said, we will, you'll have to hear what that is over on the Boner content, patreon.com/shoeshine. Thanks for everyone who supports us. I hope you enjoy the lengthier, girthier boners that we give you over on that thing. And by the way, just again, you can subscribe to the Patreon RSS. Hopefully you guys have done that, where that's all you have. And so all you're getting is an earlier, longer episode edited by Cassis, and not like you don't have to like, because before it was kind of a jerk off setup where I had to, it was like one feed for the main episode and then another feed for the extra. And I got rid of that. We got a helper now. So they're just subscribed to that. So it's great. And with that said, we will see you over there. Normies, this is the end of the show. You will never hear the amazing thing that Sam has to protect.
The end of the show forever. Like the last, you mean we're never, or just this episode.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not sure what's going on here.
The number 132 of the next episode is a bad number, so we can't do it. We're done. All right, yeah, we'll see you normies next week. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate, not everyone can Patreon. That's no big deal. We appreciate you listening and hope you enjoy it. But we'll see all the badass people over on the other side.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.